We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis, Omar Rava. We just started the new parak, and we learned from the Mishnah that the shear of Haitzah on wine to be chayiv for Haitzah has to be a shear chashiv is Kedei Mezigas HaKos. And the Braisa told us that Mezigas Kos Shal Bracha, Mezigas Kos Yafa, which is Kos Shal Bracha. Rav Nachman said that how much Yayin is that? He said, if you bring out a quarter of a revius yayin, that's enough to be chayiv. So Amar Rava, af anan nami tanina. I'll bring you a raya. I think our Mishnah is muchach that the amount of raw wine yayin chay that you're bringing out is of roiva revius. What's the raya? Amar Rava, af anan nami tanina. Tanina, we learned it on Mishnah. Hamoyitzi yayin kdei mezigas kois. Says in our Mishnah that how much is the shear of yayin that you can bring out to be chayiv? And it says that that amount is like a kosh of bracha, v'ktoni seifa, v'shar kol ha-mashkin v'revius. And it says in the rest, end of the Mishnah, that all mashkins are revius. And Rava is learning that must be that all mashkin, the shear is revius. And v'rava l'tamei, d'omar Rava, kol chamrod le'dori al-chad klos maya, lav chamrahu. Rava holds that the only thing that's called wine, real good wine, is only Yayin Chai, that's three times water and one times wine. That means three times water and one times wine. That's good. That's good wine. So you have to end up to Revius. How much Yayin Chai do you need to add up to Revius? You need a Reva Revius, a quarter of Revius. So you have a quarter of a Revius wine. The other three quarters are water. And that turns into wine. Because Rav is saying, our Mishnah says you need a Revius. So it must be when we say Hamoitzi Yayin, that's chay, ichayiv, it must be anything that could turn into a revius. And according to Rava, how do you make a revius wine with a concentrate of a quarter of a revius wine? So he says, Rava says, Rav Nachman's halacha is really in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says the seif dover is to have a revius. And it says, and it's seif dover have a revius, and that's when you chayiv. So that's why Maitzi Yayin, Kedei Mezigas Kos, to make a seif dover revius, that's chayiv, which is a quarter of a revius. Amar Abaya, stay true with Bdava. Abaya says, you know, it's not mucha what you're saying for two reasons. Chada one, the Tanan says the Mishnah Nida. The Mishnah Nida is talking about different colors of blood if it's red enough to be called blood. So it says that there's a shear that if it looks like Yayin Hamazug, that's called blood and that's Tame. So it says in the Mishnah Tanan, Vahamazug, Shnei Chalki Mayim Vechad Yayin. Yayin Mazug is what's Yayin Mazug? Two parts water, ve'echad yayim and yayin hasheruni, and one part wine from the sheruni area of Eretz Yisrael. So one part wine, two parts water. That's called the color wine that makes tumas. That shows that that's the color of tumas dam nida. Balkapon, what do you see from here? That meziga could be 2-1. So now, if it's 2-1, and according to Rava, the seif dava has to be a revius. So it means you have to bring out a third of a revius of wine. That's what you come out. That's a kasha. You have to bring not a quarter of revius, a third of revius of yayin chay should be chayv and itzah. That's his kasha. According to the Mishnah in Ida, it's two parts water to one part wine. Va'oid, not a kasha. And Svari has a kasha. Va'oid, mayim bekad umitzdarfin. If you're learning up Rava, the whole Svara is that really you need a revius. And yayin mazug, Yayin Chai, that it's mazik will be revius, therefore Yechayev Yayin Chai Reva revius, because it's like a revius. Frank Tabaya, what do you mean? Abaya's asking that you still don't have a revius. You know, the Mayim Bekad, the water is in the water barrel. How is not carrying that out? That's still at home. How is that Chayev Faitzah on the potential that you could put water in there? How is that Chayev for that? Vogel Mayim Bekad Mitzdarfin? Omli Rava, no, it's not fair what you're asking. I can answer both your questions. Amli Rava, Hodek Amris, Shnei Chelkei Mayim, Vechad Yayim, and Yayin Hasheruni. So that you brought me a raya from Mishnah Nida, that the way you make wine is two parts water and one part wine. That's not shver, because you could say, Yayin Hasheruni L'chur D'Rafi. Maybe the wine for that region is a shvacher wine, it's a weaker wine. And there, if you mix it with too much water, it loses taste. So that wine from the Sheruni region, there, of course, it's only 2 times water. But maybe you know, our wine is 3 times water. So don't make a riot from that. That's a special case. That's a special place. Inami, even if you want to say that Yain Sharuni also is the same as our wine. So maybe really you could say that for wine is three times water and one pot wine. I there it says 2 to 1. Hasam Shum Chazusa, they were talking about a color. So in a color that's red enough is when it's 2 times water and 1 time wine. And 3 times water, 1 time wine, even though it's called wine, the color won't be enough to match for Tumas Dam. Avla Taima Boy Tvei. But maybe for taste, you need more. Maybe for taste, you need more. Maybe need maybe there you could have, and even you need it, maybe you need more, 3 times water and 1 times wine, because that makes taste better. So don't bring a riot from there. First of all, maybe there because weaker, or there with the white color. That's kasha number 1, is not sure. And kasha number 2, they asked that what's the chiyav haitzah, the water still in the water barrel, the karmas mayim bekad umitzdarfin. Dr. Rava, it's not sure. Le'inyan Shabbos midi dechashav inan. We're talking about the chiyav haitzah. You need something that's chashav, something that has a chashivas to it, has a value to it, a worthiness to it. So he's saying, v'hanami chashav, this is also chashav. You know why? It can make a revius yain, not because right now it's a revius, because it has a chashivas. This amount of concentrated wine could make a cup of kosher bracha. That gives it itself a chashivas. And that's why a person is chayef for haitzah on it. So Rava answers both questions, and Rava says, Lamaisa, the shir is roiva revius, which could turn into a revius. So, Gemara, Tana. We learned now that the shir wine, if you're bringing out wine, let's say that can't be diluted anymore, then the shir of wine of Ada is a revius. That's the shir. That's the shir. V'chayef haitzah, that's the shir. So it's Tana. Let's say you have a cup of wine, and it got congealed. It got hard. So Yoveish Bekazai, the Rav Nosson. So it got congealed. When something gets congealed, the liquid gets congealed, it gets smaller. So how much is the shear of that Yechayiv? Because the Yain is still a mashke. It's not an oichel. So it doesn't go with Greger. It goes with a shear mashke. Shear mashke is how much? A revius. So when it dries up, how do you know if it was a revius? So Rav Nosson says that if it's a kazayis now, that means it started off as a revius. Because he said that wine, when it congeals, a revius wine when it congeals will be the size of a kazayis. That will be the size of a kazayis. A kazayis is approximately a third of a revius. So when it congeals, it becomes, you know, 2/3 less and becomes a third. That's what Rav Nosson says. Zog to Gemara. Rav Yosi says that Rav Nosson and Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda hold one shita. They hold one shita. Rav Nosson would just said that if you have a yavish, it's a kazayis, which means that if something needs a shear revius, if it's now dried up and it's a kazayis, we know it probably started off a revius. What's the other shita? The other shita is a Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, the Tanya. Rav Yehuda, Eimer. So the Mishnah is idiots. Rav Yehuda, Eimer. Shisha dvarim, mekule beis shamai, umechurim beis hillel. There are 6 things that are kule beis shamai and chumre beis hillel. There are 3 things. The Rashi speaks out that really more than 6 things. Just when they went to Karav Yavna, they were made on these 6 things that they knew. Rav Yehuda said these 6 things. That mitzvah kule beis shamai and chumre beis hillel. What are the 6 things? So one of them are dam de vela. We know there's something called tumas de vela. Tumas de vela is a strong tumah. It can even make a person tame. What about the dam of the vela? We know basar on the vela, meat from the vela, is metame. What about the dam of the vela? Dam of the vela, b'shamim metarim. B'shamim does not have tumas the vela. B'silo metame, b'silo is metame. And b'silo has to hold that the dam has a quality of basar to it. It's metame within basar. And that's why it's metame tumas the vela. Because it wouldn't be basar, it wouldn't be metame tumas the vela. It has a quality of meat, therefore it's metame tumas the vela. And we know, tumas the vela is metame b'kazayis. The sheer tumas the vela is a kazayis. So how do you explain Beis Hillel? On Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, Afkash Atum Beis Hillel, Lo Timu Al Adam Sheyesh Bo Revius. If it's liquid dam, it has to be a revius. Why? Because that's the shear, that's the kazayis. Because we know, we're saying, that the only time Tumas is available is by basar. Shear basar is kazayis. So how do you know how much dam has a shear kazayis? So he said, that has to be a shear revius, because however Yachal Likroish, if it gets hard, Lamina kazayis, then it'll be a kazayis. So Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda is also saying the same thing, that if you have a revius dam, that equals a kazayis of basa, kazayis of dam, which is matama because of basa. Matama din basa. So that's what Rav Yosef said, that both Rav Nosson and Rav Yosef hold the same thing. Amar Abaye, no, one has nothing to do with the other one. One of the other, because different type of things. Dam and Yayin are different type of consistency, and therefore you can't compare one to another. Amar Abaye, Dilma. Lohi, Dim Lohi. Adkan lekom Rav Nosson, Hocha, the boy Revius, Elba Yayin, the Kolosh. Avo, but Dam, the Somoch, Kezayis, Lohi, boy Revius. He said, only over here we said that you need a revius in order to have a kazayas, you need that much. You need 2/3 more, like a revius, only by yayin, which is very thin. It's not so dense. However, dam the somach, dam, blood is more dense than wine. Kazayas, loy boy revius. In order to have a sheer kazayas, maybe you don't need revius. Maybe less than revius dam could equal a kazayas because it's thicker. It's thicker. So less than a revius dam will equal a kazayas. So don't bring a raya, because Rav Nosson said that yayin or revius equals a kazayis, means by dam, you need a revius to have a kazayis. Maybe less than a revius of dam will equal a kazayis. So it's not the same shita. Because he's talking about dam, and he's talking about yayin, the two different things. And the opposite also. Inami adkan lekama Rav Yehoshua Rehuda Hossam, the kazayis agla revius. That the Rehuda Yehoshua says, that kazayis equals a revius. You need a kazayis nevela. So there, you need at least a revius to have a kazayis. Elba dam the somach. That's only by dam that's thick. Elba yayin the kolosh, maybe kazayis of Yehoshua revius. Maybe a kazayis of yayin is more than a revius. V'chimapik pachik kazayis, if you might see outside on Shabbos less than a kazayis, lechai, maybe shechai, because all you need, the bottom line by Mashke is a revius. So maybe if you carry out less than a kazayis of wine, it's already chayiv. Why? Because since dam is not as thick, not as dense as dam, so by yayin, or revius yayin, when it gets smaller, maybe it gets less than a kazayis, according to Reis Yehuda. Reis Yehuda, by dam, by blood, a revius turns into kazayis. But by yayin, which is thinner, then a revius is less than a kazayis. So if you carry out less than a kazayis, the yayin could be chayiv. So therefore, Rabbi is tying, it's not the same shita. They're saying the same thing, that revius ends up in the kazayis, but they're talking about two different consistencies. Don't bring a raya from one to another. Dam is cholak from yayin. Dam is what's thicker than yayin, and it will not be a raya. It will not be a raya one to another. That means even Rav Nosson here says that by wine, a revius equals a kazayis. Maybe by dam, even less than a revius would equal a kazayis. And the other way, that he says by dam, Reis Yehuda says by dam, a revius equals a kazayis, maybe by yayin, even less than a kazayis will equal a revius dam. Zok to Gemara Vayta. It says in our Mishnah, the cholov is kedei gemiyah. Cholov is the shear of gemiyah, which means that how much sheer milk that someone brings out is yichayiv hoitzah. So the Mishnah says kedei gemiyah, which means a regular person, how much he swallows at one time. And it's less than a revius. Less than a revius, because we're in the Mishnah. It's less than a revius. All of the Mashkin revius, this is less than a revius. So now the Gemara is going to ask a few Lashon questions. It says, Cholok de Gemiyah. It says Gemiyah spelled with an ayin. And Bayaluk de Gemiyah with an aleph. When you read the Mishnah, how do you spell the Mishnah? With an aleph? Or de Gemiyah with an ayin? Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It says in the Pasuk, this is by Rivka and Eliezer, Hagmi Eini not ma'at mayim mikadech. It says, feed me some water from your jug. So you see, Hagmiya anywhere to aleph. So Gemiya is a lashon of aleph. Actually, if you look at our Mishnah says Gemiya with the ayin. So the Aruch changes it to aleph because all Gemara comes out. Hagmiya not my name is with the aleph. The Boilu another shayla similar shayla with lashonis. Garinin oy garinin. It says in the last Mishnah of the parak, last parak, that when you bring out food, it's except the shell and the pits. And the pits says Gari Einem. How do you spell Gari Einem? How do you spell? Do you spell it with an ayin or do you spell it with an aleph? That's the Gemara Shiloh. So the Gemara bring a raya. It says in the Pasuk, Omer Rav Bar Ula, V'nigra me'akecha. V'nigra is lotion of to be remayed, to make less. And here also, by a pit, you take it out, so you make it less. It's the lotion of gara. So that's lashon of garina, lashon less. Therefore, it must be with the ayin. Zok tomorrow not a shayla. It says in the pasuk in Parash Yikra regarding the Ketores, not Parash Yikra, in Parash Achrei Mois regarding the Ketores by Yom Kippur. It says v'lokach mleah machto gachle esh ma'al mezbeach, and it says gachle. So the Gemara says in Psachim maybe it means if it's oymimois, it's going out oymimois. So it says no, it says esh, it can't be like flickering out. So Boilu, when it says the lashon in that brisa, oymemois, is it with an ayin or aleph? Oymemois, oymemois with an ayin. Is it an aleph or an ayin? Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says in the pasuk, arozim lo yamu vegan elikim, that even the big arozim in Hashem's garden didn't get less, didn't become less color. So amu, you see, lashon with ayin of becoming extinguishing, becoming less, is with an ayin. So you see, you spell with an ayin. Another shayla about lashon, the last one. It says later on in the Mishnah that ein ma'amtsim es eini hameis v'shabbos. On Shabbos, that you're not allowed to close his eyes because it's a muksa of a dead person. So boyalu ma'amtsim tana with an aleph or ma'amtsim or with an ayin. Which way, aleph or ayin? Omar v'chiyah ba'ab omar v'yichanon. The pasuk says that va'oitzim ein of merois v'ro. Someone closes his eyes from seeing bad. So oitzim lashon closing, and it uses a lashon of ayin. So here also, ma'amtsin is with an ayin. Even though it's not the exact same word, one was ma'amtsin, one's oitzem, with the tzaddik is for the mem, but it's the same word, and therefore the word is with an ayin. We learn from this pasuk that the word is with an ayin.